In this comedy podcast, the people are represented by two separate yet equally unimportant comedians. This guy.
I thought Flat Earth might be something you'd get on board with.
And this guy.
That'll show the BBC what they're missing out on.
These are their stories.
Silence in the court!
So yeah. I did a little bit of pre-show prep, didn't I?
You did some homework, Tony.
I did, and I sent you an email quite late after a 2.5 hour drive after a gig. You know what it's like when you're at the end of those?
Yeah.
It's like you drive 2.5 hours. Oh, is there echo?
No, that might be from my headphones. Let me turn it down.
Oh, no,
it
might
bit.
Be me. I got to turn mine down. It's always me. So you know when say something, Rich.
Hello.
No, I said say something.
Say
Rich.
Something, Rich. Something.
Say something like Rich, Lamborghini.
Lamborghini.
There, that's good.
Yeah, 18 Lamborghinis.
The older I get, the more dad jokey I get.
That's happening, isn't it?
I've got onset old dad joke guy. It is coming fast. And I realize, as soon as you get into your 50s, I am getting a lot of phone calls from China and Nigeria now.
Like, so
there
many.
There must be a line you cross where they go, right, this one's he's one of the old ones. Here, let's work on this guy.
Yeah. I got the one where I got life insurance, and then it was all of a sudden, oh, you got life insurance. Well, why don't you get this life insurance as well? And this life insurance and this life insurance. Like, what am I going to get?
No,
how many
I'm
times
getting,
do you want me to do this?
I'm getting messages from, and I don't pick up the phone anyway, even if I recognize the number. So they're fucking out to lunch on me. But I listen to the message back and it goes, press 1 for Chinese. Press 2. And then it goes, and then it just assumes you chose Chinese and it goes straight into Chinese. And I hear them say something about like DHL, or they mention something. I recognize one word in it, and I think, oh, they're going to tell me I've got a package.
Yeah,
and they need my details.
That's it. Yeah, can't
find
it.
So they think I'm Chinese because my name's Law. But it
do you
came
think that's
from,
what it is?
But it came from a mobile number, so they must buy up mobile phone numbers.
Yeah,
and then anyway. We didn't come on this podcast to talk about old guys getting ripped off on the internet, did they?
But they're going to come up. I've nearly been caught out a couple of times where they've nearly got me. And I've nearly gone,
oh, yeah. Oh, we're giving you details.
Good. Nearly. Yeah.
Yeah. My wife, I'll say to her, like, right near the end of the whole process, and she'll go, what is your problem? Are you stupid? And I go, yeah, but I need to know those details. She goes, you're being scammed. Oh.
Am I?
No one's going to scam me.
No, they were
so hard.
Nice to me.
I'm rough.
I'm really tough.
Yeah.
It's all like the crimes. There's an app on the Trainline app, and it says at the top, it says, oh, you can save 15 quid off your train tickets if you just click this. And it was because it was connected to the train lines. I'm like, yeah, fine. So I signed up for this thing. He said, oh, yeah, you can claim money back off tickets, claim money back off this or that and the other. I said, oh, brilliant. It was like a year later, and I realized £15 would be going out of my account. And I didn't even know.
Those sons of bitches. And that's the train line.
Yeah. For nothing.
Oh, I've always hated train companies. I don't know. I just wanted to have a hot take on that.
What are the trains like in Canada? Are they just as bad? Can't be.
No idea. Because
never seen one.
Well, they're all, because of where I grew up in farming country, all the trains are like cargo trains that are about 3 miles long, hauling grain out to the, from where we live, taking it out to the west coast to Vancouver and sticking it on ships and off it goes to China.
Ah.
Lots of those. So if you get stuck at the... in a small town at the ding, 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 ding. That's why you gun it and get across because you're there for 20 minutes. It just keeps going and going and going. And you're just going, why do I always have to be late? I left 5 minutes early this time. Ding, 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 ding. And the bells go the whole time. The train just keeps going and going. I'm just thinking, that is a lot of grain. ning, 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 and they don't shut the ning, ning off.
It just keeps going.
Oh, it's
and then you see all the hobos riding the rails. Do you get that?
I've known a couple of people over the years who when it's super, super icy, have slid into the track. Not a couple people. I've known of one. They slid into the and they got absolutely creamed. I mean, they're not even going that fast because it's such huge. So there's like 12 engines on a 3 mile train, and they go about 50 miles an hour, 40 miles an hour.
Fuck.
Yeah, and the guy got crunched. Every time I go back to Canada, it's a bit of a joke to my English family is that there's always someone's died in an accident every winter from snow. Every time my dad opens his mouth when I first arrive, because he's got no filter, he just goes straight into bad news. And he goes, hey, you know Ross Hill? Oh, fuck, Dad, don't say it. Like, he'll just say a name. Hey, do you remember that guy, Doug Willington? Oh, God, did he die? And most times it's yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, he was coming out. He took a turn onto the Milton Road, and there was a semi-truck trailer going, and he slid, and he couldn't stop it. And, oh, well, he's driving too fast, but still sad. So I warned my kids and my wife, okay, when we get out there and Grandpa picks us up, it's going to be horrific news for the first 15 minutes. It's going to be a lot of death. He just, you remember Roscoe Greaves? Oh, geez. Actually, I'm getting the names wrong. They were much more Ukrainian.
Anyway, really?
What are we supposed to be doing here? We were.
No, I'm into this. I like this.
Oh, right.
Yeah, we'll get to that in a minute. I like
I've lost. So people like 3 years above me and 3 years below me in age, there's been dozens of died, some in snowmobile accidents, most in winter driving accidents. And it's often not the fault of anyone. It's just the frozen north.
But you have proper winter. You've seen it. The place shuts down when there's the wrong kind of leaves on the track.
No,
whereas
I know.
You have proper. You get killed in that.
It is extreme, and that's why there's been very little migration to that part of Canada.
Really?
Because, well, there has been more migration lately, but there's always a turnover of people leaving again.
Mm. You mean it's because it's thawing out a bit? It's more hospitable.
No, I mean they're moving in because they don't know, and they think it'll be all right, and then it thins out the herd.
Yeah.
It's not everyone can thin me out. I left. So it thinned out this one Northern Irish descendant. Just went, I'm out of here. Now that was mainly because I had an over controlling mum. But let's not go down the psychology route.
No.
No. What were we going to talk about?
Virtue signaling.
I sent you a text.
Let me read what you sent me.
Yeah, and then you tell me what.
Shall I read it all?
Remember, this is after a long, long drive.
So you sent me.
I cracked open it.
Here it is. I got it. So you said, notes for the next show. 1, can we even play clips in to comment on? 2, I'm going to research and learn more about crazy internet stuff. Yeah. 3, a thread where I give you a scenario and then we have to guess how the different medias will present it as news. 4 was topics. Trans stuff, open brackets, no Tony, close brackets. But I'll be like, no, I've got a nice positive take. Trust me. 5, virtue signaling. 6, shit, I forgot I'm driving. Pulled over and forgot. We can open with that.
Oh, yeah. So I was driving back from a gig, and I was having these imaginary conversations with you. Yeah. It was so brilliant, and I could hear you going, oh, that's a good topic. And I just, I got to pull over because I can't type while I'm driving.
No,
that's,
of course not.
It's just
not safe.
No.
It's not safe.
I pulled over, and as I pulled over, it just went. It was gone. So I tried to remember everything I'd remembered, and all I remembered was that. Oh, no, I only said trans stuff because, like, I've got no real interest in it. It's just that, that's I'm trying to work out how we're going to get clicks.
Yeah, you want some controversy?
Yeah, and then I thought, nah, I like people to like me.
Yeah, but there's people. It's not really.
Plus, I have lots of friends and comedians who are trans people.
Yeah, well, we're allies.
Not the bad ones. Because there are bad ones, aren't there? Not the lads trying to get on the back of it. real ones. We know people who properly transition. And you wouldn't think for a second that they were anything other than ladies, because they've done the whole thing. It's such a hard thing to go your whole life going to doing the operations and then having you constantly at the hospital. It's so complicated, so difficult.
Yeah.
That there's a Belgian comedian. God, I wish I could remember her name. It's disrespectful of me, but she was funny as fuck. She was like 53. She used to sing. She was Flemish. She used to play in a band, like a metal band, was a metal guy, and then transitioned over the course of like 10 or 15 years. And still married to their original, which is amazing. Isn't that? That's got to be some sort of a love story.
That's a beautiful love story.
That's a fucking marriage and a half.
Mate, that's unbreakable.
Let's go. That's romance times 10.
Yeah, you're not fucking around with that. But yeah.
But she did an English speaking gig but was having to translate it into English because she does all of her gigs in Flemish, obviously, or, you know, the Flemish Dutch like that.
Is that what it is? Is it Dutch?
Yeah, it's basically Dutch. Yeah. We call it Flemish. And so she was talking slowly and translating it in her head. And I just thought, if it's this funny in English, your second language that you don't know very well at all, I can't imagine how good it would be. Because she's not political, she just says the most, like, it's quite edgy. It's a real breath of fresh air. She said one thing. Now, a lot of people shit to me, you know, hey, and I forgot her name. When you, now that you have transitioned, can you still park? Can you still park? I mean, but that's just one of loads of them. I'm such a disrespectful person not remembering her name.
We can find.
Still park? And then there was and she has this like little keyboard. It's like a Casio tiny keyboard.
Yeah.
And she said she's been taking lessons on how to change her voice because she can't get her voice down. And she looks like just a lovely mum. But she does this thing where she goes, so they say that the female voice is in G.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and she goes, G, 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 G. And then, and then she goes, hello, 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 hello. And so throughout her set, she would always go back to it.
And then tune she
did a little bit, of singing like, hurry, rah, 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 rah. G, 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 G. it's genius. And I'm not doing it justice. But if people Google, they'll find her. We don't need to, you know.
I'm Googling it now. Oh, I don't know.
It's one of those complicated Flemish names.
Petra?
Nah, I don't think it's Petra.
No.
Speaking of Petra, that's one place I'd like to go in Jordan. Petra, you know?
Oh, yeah.
You know Petra, yeah.
Yeah. I've not spoken about Petra since school.
Yeah, Petra. Petra. Oh, I've listened to a few podcasts about Petra. Looks amazing.
Where's the one place you'd love to go above everything? Above anything, if you could go anywhere, well, where would you go?
This has been one that it's all to do with that I have to do it right, which would be I'd like to go to the empty spaces of Mongolia and ride on a horse with a group of people moving through the country. I don't know if they do that anymore. I think they probably do. But to move with a nomadic group of people. I mean, on the one hand, they're not going to want us going out there and going.
Yeah. That's the thing. It's all very well you going, that's what I want to do, but do they want you doing it?
But I do it in my imagination anyway.
It's like dolphins. Do you think they like us just turning up?
Yeah, fuck dolphins. I mean, they're sex predators, aren't they?
So are
everyone
ducks.
Everyone knows that. Are ducks bad too?
Ducks, yeah. Is it drakes or whatever? Mallards.
It's basically males in most species by their nature.
They're just sex pretty. Offenders. Yeah.
Yeah, but that's whole part and parcel of the whole deal. That, you know, Mallard's got a lot of toxic masculinity. But I bet without it, we'd have no ducks anymore.
Yeah, that's true.
The byproduct, isn't it? And hey, look at us.
Yeah.
Look at us. We're covering all the bases there. We didn't finish.
And without any ducks, you wouldn't have any crispy pancakes, your duck pancakes. That's going to ruin your Friday evening.
Do you think what we've talked about so far is cancelable?
No, I don't think so.
2020 maybe, but not now.
I don't think people care anymore.
No, no one gives a fuck.
But what happens? These people, they get cancelled. They come back 2 years later and they win Grammys.
Some of them do, but those are only the ones that have got fuck off money.
Is that what that is?
They're the only ones. When you go through one of those periods where everyone's being like Chinese Cultural Revolution crazed, when everyone's in a crazed mood, the only ones who can stick their heads up above the parapet are people with money, innit? A huge fan base. You couldn't, as you're a starting out comedian, just come out and go, "Eh, I've got a controversial idea." That's the end of your start. That's the end of the beginning.
That's true, actually, because then you're not getting booked for your gigs, are you? And that's it. You're done. You're done.
Yeah. Well, the humans have always wanted to police each other. Part and parcel. It's just about getting it right. You know, it moves a bit that way. You got to bring it back a bit. Then it goes a bit that way. Whoa, getting a little right wing there. Bring it back. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Getting a little bit Cultural Revolution-y there. Let's bring it back. Stuff like that.
They say that. They go, "Oh, yeah, you get more right wing as you get older." But I don't think that's true. I think it's just in there, but people just don't care about covering it up anymore when they get older.
Yeah. Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
That's quite true. And that brings us on nicely to virtue signaling.
Yes.
Because you're more... Yeah. Yeah, that's right. Because I used to be I was a terrible virtue signaler. Always, retweeting a thing, going, "God, look at this, man. Look how much I care about this." Yeah. You guys, I really care. I'm like, as you. You guys have all been to university. I'm the same as you. I care that much. I used to that's what I was like. You've got to look back at yourself and police yourself and go, "You were you've got to be honest. I used to do a lot of that."
But there's loads of people.
Oh my God, you guys, look at this. Strangers, look what I've retweeted. You guys should come see me do a gig and I'll say the stuff you want to hear. That was my modus operandi.
I used to do that. You go, "Oh yeah, that'll make me look really good if I retweet that." You didn't think that, but subconsciously you probably thought that.
It's subconscious. And you get carried away. And I love what you're saying. It's like everyone's slightly right wing. It's just that you stop hiding it.
Yeah.
That's genius.
That's all it is. That's what happens.
You just start being more what you are.
Yeah.
Because you stop caring about you don't become a tramp, but you stop caring about, like, men anyway. I can't speak for ladies, obviously, but as a chap, you stop, dressing slick and, like, I'd try and dress like a rock star or I was way too sporty and farmery to ever look like Noel Fielding, but I tried to dress like him there for a period.
That was quite a look.
Yeah, and it would just be like, if you're too, and not muscular, but if you're too kind of like built like a cornbread football player or whatever, and you try and you wear silver leather flares, I don't know, it's not quite. You got to be thin and kind of.
You got to be thin and you can't.
You used to paint up the nails and do the hair in a top thing, and I thought, I'm wild and all that. And then, what's that Northern Irish comedian again? Who's got hair, long hair, a beard, and he does clowning. It's quite good.
Oh, Martin Moore. Martin Moore.
No, not him. No, he's
long hair, clowning.
Yeah,
and Paul Curry.
Paul.
Yes.
Yeah. One day I went to Edinburgh and I saw him and I went, "Buck, he's got the exact same look I had 8 years ago.
Yeah.
He looked identical to me. I'm not saying he stole it. It just seems like that's where you evolve to.
Yeah.
Yeah, he got in big trouble, didn't he?
He did. I can't dress. I can't, because of the way I look. I'd love to be more adventurous and wear nail polish and all that. But I'd look like Danny DeVito trying to be the Joker.
I don't know. You're built like a middle linebacker.
Yeah.
So to be like watching Dick Butkus, this won't mean anything to you. If Dick Butkus.
I know Dick Butkus, yeah.
You know Dick Butkus.
Yeah.
You trying to dress like Noel Fielding with like Dick Butkus trying to look like Bowie. That'd be hilarious watching you out there. Shaving, and you get to a certain age and it just looks sad, doesn't it?
Yeah, you can't do it.
Noel's carrying it off, and even he's getting a little bit thicker in the bone.
Yes, he's finding a way to make it work. He's wearing funky knitwear.
Yeah, and those massive sweaters. There is a danger if you keep going with that, though. You end up looking like a grandma.
That's true. Yeah.
And I'm not saying Noel is, but if you look at some of those rock stars from the 80s and 90s, they all look like old ladies. Offense to old ladies, because the new modern old lady is sexy and hot. You notice that since women have been on the, figuring out the menopause and all that and figuring out how to do it proper.
Yeah.
Proper treat, looking at. Well, they're all slim and attractive. A 60-year-old woman now is like a 30-year-old woman from
They're working out. They don't have to dress like they're 60. Like my ex-partner, she'll be in her late 60s now, and she looks fucking great.
She's gorgeous when I met her, and I imagine she's still gorgeous now.
There you go.
But the rock stars, they end up looking like grandmas in the 80s.
Oh, there's a picture of Ronnie Wood and Paul Weller. And they look like aunties on a coach trip to Hastings.
Yeah, and there's some funny stuff. Oh, there's Wolfie, my daughter's home. He's it's not that soundproof. This booth. My son will get that. But my friend sent me a thing where there was like pictures of tons. There was like Axl Rose and loads of others, and they went, which one of these is like 20 rock stars is an actual grandma? There was like one grandma. She didn't look as grandma as that. Anyway, how did we get onto that?
Oh, but do you know what? Going back to virtue signaling, what I've noticed is there's the people that really, really, really go all out to virtue signal. You go, actually, I've heard stories about you and I know you're a piece of shit.
Yeah, no, there's a lot of, I mean, that's a phenomenon, a real phenomenon, isn't it? It's like they're often... It's often men who fire out a lot of feminist stuff.
Yeah.
That's a worry, isn't it? Yeah.
Oh, there was
as soon as someone just pumps it out, you just think to yourself, oh, boy. Oh, boy, what have you done? What are you covering up there, fella? I think I was when I was doing virtue signaling 20 years ago, 10 years ago, I was doing it to cover up my lifestyle. It was like, oh, God. I feel terrible about partying so much. I don't know. I'm just I'm backwardly trying to apply. But I used to party a lot.
Yeah.
And you go, oh, yeah. Oh, look what's happening in the Olympics. It's so unfair. Or you go to the British Museum and go, yeah, it'd be nice if they gave back all this stolen stuff, actually.
That didn't even occur to me that that's what that was. I just, when I was a kid, getting dragged around these places. You're just going, oh, that's cool. That's from that place. Oh, yeah, that's from that place. That's cool. Oh, that's good.
Yeah, it's not stolen. It wasn't even dug up.
No.
Basically, they went and dug it up. So, you know.
Yeah.
Now Greece has got some amazing museums of their own. So, you know, they can send back some of that stuff to Greece.
Do you know, I was watching a thing and they were talking about Homer, who wrote the Odyssey. And they were saying he talks about all these Greek gods and things like that. And he said, yeah, because before Homer, there was a race of Greek people that built all the palaces and all the incredible buildings. Yeah, and then by the time he came along, they were all dilapidated and falling down. But then there was all these talk of the gods made those things. Yeah. And that's where like that comes from.
Yeah, like the there were the Minoans.
Yeah.
And then there was another Greek people started with an M. They had their own script that was called, oh God, my brain. I know it. It's like L script or something. I don't know.
Right.
So the Minoans, obviously, I don't think they called themselves that. That's what we call it. But and they had, so there was the Minoans, and then there was the other Greek one, started with an M as well.
Is it an M or an I? It's not an I, is it?
You're probably thinking of Ionians.
No, there was one. It's like the Epanations or something like that.
Yeah, it's all that. But there was the Minoans. And anyway, the other ones with an M, but that's true. It's a similar thing when the Romans left Britain in 419 or 411, one of them dates, when they just went, well, we've got to go.
Right.
And all the British Celtic, the Romano Celts are just going, whoa, 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 you guys came in, took us over, and we kind of assimilated into your lifestyle, and now you're all fucking off and leaving us unguarded. That's bullshit.
That's what we did in Afghanistan.
Well, yeah, and that neighbor over there is getting a bit of a big head on him, so we're going to bring in some Anglo-Saxons. Anyway, when the Anglo-Saxons came in, all the things became so dilapidated, all the Roman ruins in, you know, in the big farms and the villages and the towns and the cities and everything became so dilapidated. But yes, yeah, so the Anglo-Saxons just thought there's no way humans made any of this. This is made by giants.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There's giants here before. and you and most people in Britain descend from those same ignorant fucking Anglo-Saxons.
Well, my mom and dad, my mom and dad have just had their DNA done. And my dad's got Scandinavian in him. Mostly, he's got English, English, Irish, Scottish, and Welsh. He's got all them. Scandinavian, or was it Finland? Maybe something like that. But my mum's side of the family, we always thought we were Greek Cypriot, but we're from Iberia.
Oh, we're
60% Iberian.
Wow, that's a lot.
Yeah,
you're very Spanish.
Yeah,
ooh.
I couldn't believe it.
So we've got
Welsh, English, we've got Welsh, Irish, Scottish, and then Iberian.
What you want is the Ashkenazi Jewish.
Yeah?
Then it means you're super smart. That's the one everyone's after, is a bit of Jewish.
Oh, I'd love that.
Did I mention it on a podcast before? My best friend, Darren Johnson, they had his DNA done, and he's a quarter Jewish. Whole quarter.
Just a whole quarter.
Yeah, that's just because of his grandpa, though, who didn't come over from England.
So does he have the little yarmulke?
He says he wants to start wearing it around now. I don't think he's culturally allowed. I don't think a quarter is good enough. And also, isn't it the female side? I don't know. But mine, I got first time I – because they change it. The more people that sign up to 23andMe, it fluctuates because they get more information.
So at first,
I thought I was hoping for a little bit of Jewish in there, maybe some Arabic, something a bit exotic. And it was like seven types of Irish.
Yeah, you're whiter than
a pint of... all kind of Irish. Scots-Irish, Irish-Irish, Scots-Irish, Irish-Irish, Irish-Irish, English-Irish, Irish-Irish, Irish-Irish. But in the last... like 7 years since I did it, it's changed, and I've got 5% Nigerian. Let's go.
Oh yeah, you said that, but then I'm like, yeah, you seem whiter than a pint of milk.
I say that any chance I get. But also no, and then some French turned up, so someone's joined up.
French, I could understand because of the Canada bit.
No, it's not that though.
It goes, it's not French, it's Canadian.
Well, I don't think it's that specific. I think it goes further back. I don't know. It's so complicated. I read about it and watched podcasts and studied it for like about a year. And I started to, it's a bit like space. I could understand it, but I couldn't describe it. Like I couldn't say it out loud again. But you know, when you read about space, you go, I think I understand black holes. And then someone goes, oh, okay, well, tell me what, and I go, oh, I don't know how to say it.
I couldn't tell you,
but I know how it works. I know it in there.
Yeah.
And I kind of understood DNA, but I can't express it. And that's what a lack of a good education will do to you. It'll make you not immobile.
No, but this is what I like about this podcast. Moronic. It's like there's bits of information. This we say the odd thing and we go, that sounds cool.
Well, there's a load of podcasts out there, isn't it? Where it's just full of people giving off information. And that serves one thing. And then there's like a comedian podcast where we sort of touch on something and then people can go away and research it.
Yeah.
And then when we get enough followers at some point, people can email us and go, oh, you know the thing you said about that? I looked into it. This is what happened.
Yeah.
And that's how we all grow, us.
It's true.
And our followers. How many have we got done now so far? How many podcasts have we done? Eight? Six?
I think we're on eight. Six. Six.
Is it six?
Yeah.
Oh, we're
doing great.
We're
doing great, Tone. We're doing great.
It's great. Can't wait till we get a big following.
Where in time would you most like to live or most like to visit? Like we've said, if you could go anywhere, like the Iron Age or Bronze Age or wherever.
Well, it was to go run with Genghis Khan and the Mongol hordes. That was it.
And then I thought,
yeah, it changes nightly.
Yours is very much about meeting up with gangs of people and running amok.
Yeah, because I crave that belonging, you know. I crave a group identity, and at the moment it's Mongol. But it changes all the time. In reality, I'd never like to go anywhere in history because I'd die within... I'd last a week because the food would be terrible. Everyone would smell.
I'd die.
And I would probably wipe them all out with my... Because I have way more immunity to any disease anybody from the olden days ever had.
Yeah, so we'd go back and we'd give them coronavirus.
They would be like Europeans who had been traveling all around. So when the Europeans figured out their ships and all that, and they started going all over the place, they were, 70% of them were dying on ships. And when they get back, loads of the local population... But the people that were surviving were immunity. Anyway, me going back in history or you going back in history be like just turning up in the new world. We just wipe them all out.
Yeah. That's funny. We ever think about that. We just go, I'm going to go back and I'm going to
I wonder
do
if it's
things.
Still recording.
Nate Bargatze's got a great bit. He goes, I bet if I went back, I wouldn't even make a difference. Do you know what I mean? He said he wouldn't even... He wouldn't even be able to prove he was from the future.
Keep talking.
So, have you frozen? Have I frozen? Oh, no.
Yeah. Is Tora home?
Hello? Maybe if I do that. Hello? Oh, no. Tony's gone. I'm here on my own in the studio. Tony has vanished. Now what? It's just me on my own in the lonely studio. All on my own. Talking about things. Wonder where he's gone. Tony. Should I press stop? Let's message him. You okay? This is what you want from a podcast, isn't it? Eh? This is what you want. This is warts and all. I love that. This is what you get. People get the slick versions of these things. They get the bit where the two people turn up and they chat, and it's all slick and smooth. And everyone's like, oh, wow, it's so slick and smooth. But you don't see these bits where the signal drops in and out. And we don't know. Hang on. Tony's messaging. Yeah, my internet just went out. His internet's gone out. I'm going to stay on the line. And so Tony joins us again. Yeah, you don't see all these bits. You see all the slick bits. You don't see the bit where we're setting up. You don't see all the bits where, you know, we don't have the right cables. You don't see the bits.
Oh, my God, my internet just went out.
Back.
Did we lose any of that?
No, I carried on going. I'm just dubbing, chatting shit since you went.
Oh, God, I'd love to know
I was just talking about the fact that I was like, you don't see all these bits. You just see the slick bit where the two people turn up and they chat. You don't see these bits where we don't have the right cables and the right connections.
We've had a tough time with our internet. It just cuts out all the time. And man, when my son's playing Total War or whatever the fuck he's playing online. And it gets really intense and he's already fired right up and it cuts out. Oh my God. Everyone in the whole home just goes tiptoes around. Real quiet. He's a volcano. He gets so upset. I mean, you would. You're in the middle of a battle. You've been ordering your mates around. Go behind there. Get in there. There's a guy behind you. And then suddenly you just are frozen. Oh.
Then you're back into reality. Sucked back into reality immediately.
Too soon. Yeah, I have empathy for that.
You must get the equivalent of like the bends. Like if you get sucked out back into the real world.
Yeah.
You must get like a mental kind of the bends. You're like, I came up too quick. And now I'm.
Well, I think that's a good and important parenting thing they should write in parenting books is like, don't judge your child who's playing video games if it cuts out on the internet. Don't get all mad at them or angry, which I used to until my wife pointed it out. It's going, yeah, try and put yourself in that position. You're committing everything to this task. And then something comes in your way that is not. It's not even a part of the game. It's like, you know.
Yeah.
So I try and have empathy and just go, all right, I'm going to give you a little space. Because, I mean, I have to remember what I was like. When I played tennis, but I used to play like redneck tennis. You know, you get a tennis court in your town. It's all run down and crap. And nobody has tennis lessons. You're just a bunch of farm kids that go, fuck, Wimbledon was on. Let's go buy. You know, and you go in there, buy a racket, and you're playing tennis. Man, I used to lose my shit.
We used to do that. That's crazy that we did the same stuff.
Yeah, yeah. And you'd fling your racket out of the compound.
Into the tree.
Just way out there. And I have a good arm. Like, I can throw a football far and a baseball far, and that tennis racket would be gone. So angry. And one time, so I got into tennis so much that our shitty little country bumpkin school had a little tennis team and was going to go to a tennis tournament in one of the cities, you know, so playing against people who are like posh kids who've like had lessons and stuff and wear all the right costume and all that. And you turn up in your Adidas shorts in your high tops and
cut off jeans.
You got a racket. Although I'd always have a headband, I'd make one. And I'd turn up and it'd be like, you could hear, in your first match against someone from Edmonton, whatever. And they were never like, it wasn't like other sports where it's just like normal kids. They were always from the hill of the city.
Right.
They were always the rich kids whose dad was a lawyer in town. It was always that you were against them. And I was playing a guy and I was as good as I was ever going to get. I'd been practicing and practicing and practicing. And I had him close for the first two games, right? I had him close and I was, and then he just started beating me and I just lost my shit and I got kicked out of the tournament.
Did you ever have lessons?
No, God, no.
So you're still in this tournament and so these rich people would have had proper tennis lessons.
Yeah, but this is the first round, so it wasn't like still in the tournament. It was the first round. It was the second game. But I fancied myself, and I convinced our team to put me in it. And but, you know, someone's got to lose in the first round. But they weren't expecting my level of rage. I don't think that was the decorum. It wasn't like John McEnroe losing his temper. It was a farm kid losing his temper. And man,
what?
That was the end of tennis for me. Back to hockey, where you can just fight.
When you get, you get that moment where you're allowed to just hammer shit out of each other for a minute or three minutes.
Well, there's a good reason for fighting in hockey. I think I've already told you this. It's to stop really dangerous things happening.
So it takes the pressure off.
Well, if someone's going to kick a skate or use their stick to smash someone across the head, the threat of a fight from one of the bigger guys on the other team will stop you from doing crazy, insane shit like bringing your skate up off the ice.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Is it proper fighting when they go for it? Is it proper?
Yeah, but I mean, you've got so much helmet on, you know, that when their hands are hitting, they're hitting mostly helmet. They're doing more damage to their hand. They get a few shots in.
Yeah.
But it's kind of just like an old, it's like an old fashioned kind of, it's like a duel.
Yeah.
It's more symbolic than anything.
Right.
And when we played, at one point the face mask rule came in as kids and we had to wear face masks. So the only way you could fight was keeping your gloves on and you just batter each other in the head and it just looked silly.
I used to love my favorite film. I remember I hadn't seen ice hockey at that point. Slapshot.
Oh yeah, the Hansons.
Yeah, man, they were brutal.
Yeah, that was a great film.
Great.
That's
film.
An underrated comedy.
Oh man, what a film! Paul Newman at his best. That was what a film.
Paul Newman. That was the old school way for handsome men to be handsome. Like just age. He aged gracefully.
Yeah, he did.
No work, no getting his face all pulled around. He just went,
nah.
He was good looking. He was a good looking version of 55. He was a good looking version of 65. He was never trying to be anything he wasn't. I love Paul Newman. What a hero.
When he got to the point where he was really old and he was really ill, and he got to that age where they wear big white tennis shoes.
Yeah. He even rocked that, didn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, Paul Newman is a guide on how to grow old gracefully.
Yeah, man.
Isn't he? And he loved racing cars. That's unexpected. He was also a big civil rights guy.
He was. Salad dressing.
Yeah, he raised like $200 million over the course of that salad dressing for poor kids. I mean, that doesn't get better than just going, well, what's your favorite charity? Poor kids.
Yeah. Boom. Just poor kids.
Not poor these type of kids or poor that type of kids. Just poor kids.
Poor kids.
Now,
all of
if
them.
You ask me what would, if I was really, really wealthy, what charity would I mostly support? Well, there's your answer. Poor kids.
Yeah.
Yeah. Poor, that's going to be my thing going forward. Poor kids or, well, The Who did a good one with Roger Daltrey with teenagers with cancer. That's brilliant.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because it's tough. Because before they came along, teenagers are just being stuck in cancer wards with adults and.
Yes.
And shit.
You're right.
Or with kids. And actually, teenagers have a different set of needs, don't they?
Yes, they do. We talked about this, not that before. Oh. We talked about a similar, not that, but we've talked about the conflict around the world and everyone posting about it. And then they'd say, oh, you haven't posted about it yet. Why haven't you posted about it? I'm like, because I don't know if I would change anything if I did. And then I support innocent people in any conflict. All the innocent people, all the poor kids, all the innocent people.
All the kids.
Anywhere. All of the kids.
All of the kids and also all of the old people. You got to look after. Even if the old person was a Nazi, someone will say. I mean, if you're going to look after old people, your net's going to catch a few of those. So you can't be weighing up every fucking one.
No. You can't do a background check on every Gladys and...
Like that guy, John Demjanjuk, or whatever. He was a guy who moved out to Ohio in America. And for years and years, he had a family. And
yes!
Yeah, and then he was a Ukrainian guard of a concentration camp. Terrible, terrible man. He was just, oh, that's old Johnny there, down there at the bar. Hey, Johnny. He's always got this haunted look.
And he's got an immaculate lawn.
He's got... Old John Demjanjuk. He's a good car worker. He builds good steel fenders, but something about him. I feel like he's the olden days version of someone going online going, hey guys, I think we just need to just listen to women, okay guys?
Yeah. You know?
Actually, that's not what they do. What they do is they go out and try and attack other men. Don't
that is
go,
what they do.
Oh, that guy's an absolute fucking blah, blah, blah.
And they're always the first to comment on every thread when something's happened. Oh, well, this is what we should be doing, blah, 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 blah. And then you go, you've got fucking skeletons in your basement, in your attic, in your bag. Every bag you own has got a skeleton in it.
On that point, what do you think Frankie Boyle's done? What's he got hiding away? Because he's definitely got to have something.
I don't think. Do you know what? Out of all of them,
no,
I don't think Frankie.
Oh, of course not.
Then Frankie's
he's done something. He can't go from so nasty to so right on so quick on a dime. There's something in there.
Something's up. Well, hey, Frankie, that's, if you're listening to this, Frankie, or someone is, get in touch, mate. You can talk to us.
Oh, no. He's the sort of guy. He's the sort of guy I predict who would go out of his way to fucking ruin someone who said anything negative on him. I think he's like that.
I think Frankie's one of the good people.
You're scared of him.
No, I'm not at all.
You're scared. This is going to get out. He's coming after.
I get a vibe from Frankie. I think Frankie's I think Frankie's on the level.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. Oh, no, I don't mean a vibe like, he's touched someone that he shouldn't have done. I mean,
you said it. I didn't say that. I'm clipping that. No, I don't mean sexually. I don't think that.
No, I know. No, I mean just in anything. He's never murdered anyone.
I think he's flipped the other way because he feels terrible about making fun of a handicapped little black boy. And so he's bending it hard the other way and telling people how to think about stuff. Because he did say stuff that was not nice, wasn't it?
But maybe like you said you've got to go back and address your past you and then make amends maybe.
Well, he did the opposite of me. So I started out like all super progressive, insane preachy left. That's I started that way, and now I'm flipping back the other way. So we're just on opposite trajectories. So
yeah, you've gone the other way. So now you're a full blown Nazi.
Yeah. I mean, if everyone's a Nazi, what is a Nazi?
That is true, actually. Yeah.
But I keep looking out for. Apparently, the far right's on the march. I haven't seen any. Not marching anyway.
Are they physically marching?
Well, I don't know where it's on the march.
I haven't seen anyone.
I suppose far right, when we were growing up as kids, meant fascists committing genocide and racial. You know, they were not. And now it's kind of shifted. The Overton window shifted. Nazi now means
everybody that you don't agree
people
with.
People on the internet. I don't know.
Yeah. Nazi's been. It does seem a little bit more flippant now.
When they'd say, and then there was the thing where they say, punch a Nazi. And that's fair enough if you know they're definitely a Nazi.
Yes.
But, like, if you punch, what's that gormy-looking guy? He's on GB News now. Not that I would know. But, you know, he was a politician everyone liked. He looks like Heinrich Himmler. That's a worry.
Who the fuck is that?
You know, he was a conservative politician. He's got a funny old... He's got a funny old way about him. He's compelling to watch. He's one of their presenters was a politician. Big up conservative politician in Cameron's government, I think.
Really? I haven't watched it. I don't know.
People listening to this will know exactly who I mean. He wears glasses. He's got a Himmler-esque vibe about him. But like if you walked up and punched him, I'm not for that necessarily. But back in the 70s, punching a Nazi would mean a bald-headed, obviously bald-headed, a skinhead.
Skinhead, yeah.
Jackboot thug with tattoos all over. And then I wouldn't recommend that, going up and punching them. But when people say punch a Nazi, I don't think that's what they mean. I don't think they exist anymore, do they?
Well, that fella we were talking about just now, that he had this idyllic life. He's like, you know, he's Mr. Joe every day, kind of, I go to the factory and I come back and I've got my family. If someone punched him out of the blue, there'd be outrage.
Who, John Demjanjuk?
Yeah. And then
they find out.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was in hiding, trying to hide in plain sight. Typical Ukrainian move. I don't know why I said that. That's a pointless thing to say, but... No, most of them went to South America. You ever seen, I bet if 23andMe, I bet 23andMe isn't popular in Argentina.
That is exactly where they all went. Yeah.
23andMe, I mean, that's a pretty blonde country. And then I've heard people say, but there's a lot of Italians immigrated out there. A lot of Italians. Like the amount of Italian surnames on the Argentinian football team is off the charts. But the amount of blonde people is also like, whoa, hey, yo, whoa. Mind you, loads of Welsh moved out there.
Did they?
Yeah, loads of Welsh. But you don't hear many Welsh names. Anyway, but Germans went down there, didn't they? The Nazis.
So would it come up on your DNA test? Would it come up, you're part Finnish, part Nazi? Wouldn't say Germany.
It would just say Germanic, German.
Yeah.
And then you'd put two and two together, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
And it appears that your family arrived here in 1947. I mean, yeah. No need to jump to conclusions, but...
I wouldn't dig too deep.
Pablo Goring. Pablo Goring. Juan Goebbels. And here comes the new striker for Argentina. It's Francisco Himmler. Himmler's one of them names. I've done this joke on podcast before, though. It's not even a joke, just an observation, though. It's like Hitler, that surname dropped off the face of the earth. And the first name of Adolf, no one's used that ever since. Hardly. No. Apart from South America, actually. Anyway. But Himmler, yeah. There was and I've said this before, but there was a skier in the 2002 Winter Olympics, 2003, 2004, whatever it was. Who's a skateboarder, a snowboarder called Sophie Himmler. And I remember watching that with my then new girlfriend, but now wife, and going, fucking hell. Can you believe they've not dropped the Himmler name? Yeah. They made it to 2003. She's going, why do you find that so funny? I said, this is the funniest thing I've seen in a long time. Like, just at some point, like 1982, someone went, I don't know. It's mostly out now. You know, yeah. Like after the documentaries of the world at war and, you yeah. know, it takes a long time for things to really come out, like all the depths of depravity. It was by the 70s, wasn't it?
Yeah.
That would be the point. The Himmlers go, you know what? Let's just be the Barneses. The Himmlers went, no, I'm not going. No, we are not from the same Himmler family.
You see?
We are the Himmlers who are... I don't know. We aren't those Himmlers.
No.
We are different Himmlers.
Yeah.
Yeah, we are florists. We have come from a long line of florists from the Himmlers, and we will not be attached to this awfulness.
People think that Hitler's real name was Hitler. Like, they think his first name was Hitler.
Do they?
Yeah.
No.
I did it. I had a gig the other week, and I was talking about old baby names. I said, "There's babies coming back now, and they're being called like Horace and Cyril, and all these old names." And then this guy on the front row went Hitler. That wasn't his name. That was his second name.
Oh, that's fucking insane! How stupid that is. I think his name was
Hitler.
That's on the one hand, people are a lot smarter than we give us all credit for. People are a lot smarter in a lot of ways. But when it comes to like knowledge and history, people are a lot less informed. I think that informs a lot of the people telling people what to think online. I think a lot of these people don't have a very deep grasp of history.
Stupid people are always the loudest.
Yeah.
Because that's often said, isn't it, that I would love to have the confidence of a stupid person who thinks they're really intelligent.
But it can happen to, like, it's not just the people you imagine. It can also be like intellectuals could be in their little bubble and learning and learning and studying this one thing that might be wrong or whatever. You know, like, I don't know. Say they're psychologists and they know everything. They're psychology, but they might not have a depth of history knowledge.
No. Just because you know one thing, a lot about one thing. Yeah, I get it.
Oh, no, don't freeze now.
No, it's there. It keeps going.
I keep getting this sign that says having issues with communication. I wonder if the boy's online.
Oh, maybe.
I can't see out of this booth.
Well,
let's not stop yet. We're on a good path.
About
we'll save it for next time.
Paul, I remember Paul Newman, one of his famous quotes was, a man without enemies is an uninteresting man. I like that.
Ah.
Oh, no. He's gone again. He's gone again.
Ah, damn it. He's there. Oh, well.
Handsome. He's a handsome man, Tony Law. He's got a good chin. Look at that picture. Look at that. It looks like There's that Mark Lanigan there. Remember Mark Lanigan from the Screaming Trees? Sadly passed away. Yeah, let's take a photo of that. Ah, he's gone. I nearly missed it. Ah, we could have had a good picture then. My friend, Mishka Shubalai, edited Mark Lanigan's book. Did you know that? No, you didn't. Now you do. Oh, I might have mentioned it on Insane in the Membrane. But, that was a good chat, that. We were getting there, weren't we? Where are you listening to this? Are you having a nice time? Are you on your way from somewhere? Are you coming back from somewhere? Where are you going? What have you been doing? Do you like this podcast? We don't have to chat some shit. But that's the point of it. That is the point of it. We are here to chat some shit, bring you some brevity in an otherwise very serious world. I wonder if Tony will come back. Let's have a look. Is he going to come back? Is he gone now? I think his son's on the line. So, I don't know. Anyway, I don't know. Funny, isn't it? I wonder if, I say this all the time, I always wonder if people actually listen to any of these. I know they do, you see the numbers, but there's so many things to listen to now, isn't there? You can't listen to all of it, surely. Yeah, I suppose you just find your audience, don't you, really? That's what you do. Yeah, I'm just going to witter on now until he comes back. Is he coming back? Is he coming back or is he gone forever? Well, what's happening? What's the happy hap? Is he coming back? What can we do? I don't know what to do. I can edit all this out. There he is.
Oh, no.
Tony Law.
This flipping internet. Well, I mean, did you get all the stuff we did?
Yes.
All right. Well, we can 50 minutes. Yeah, yeah. That's pretty good. That's like a bonus one for them all to go.
There you
all
go.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Well done, all right, Tony. Mate. All right.
That was fun.
It's good.
Yeah, we get into some dangerous areas, don't we?
yeah, but then we go, and we come back out again.
Yeah. That's quite fun. That's the excitement of it.
I like that. We touch and then we get out.
Silence in the court.